Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Holland and Cowell.
Who are you?
I've been employed to take over the...
This is an outrage! I mean, someone could have told me. I've made one cock up and now I've been thrown out of the show.
Well, it just wasn't. It's out of my hands. I've just brought on.
Fine, Splinter, but I'm going to be in the next Turtles movie. Leonardo, you can do whatever you want to, you big green bastard, you. What do you mean I can't say bastard is a kid's movie? Oh, do what? Oh, I'm fine again. It's all Thomas the Tank Engine all over again. Thomas, that little bastard, chewing around, ruining the environment. What? When I said bastard, I didn't even notice it. Blimey. Anyway, get out of the way. Welcome to Holland and Cowell.
It's a lengthy introduction.
Yeah, that was...
It was an argument broke out.
Yeah. We decided to start this week with chatting and then went for 5 minutes of bad characterisation.
So, this is now series...
Today.
Three of Holland and Cowell.
What? Drop some bass lines. That means that we are not part of the comedy greats, because they're always two series good comedy.
Yeah, that's true, they can't. But that's lacklustre, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Stick with it.
Podcast by is a medium of longevity over quality. Therefore, we're perfectly suited.
It's very much a battle of just consistently putting stuff out more than it is being any good.
Yeah, if you want quality, go and, you know, watch a silent movie, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nothing but quality.
Listen to a silent movie podcast.
Yeah. Good luck.
It's just the sound of a man putting a CD in a tray.
Yeah,
once in a while,
some rustling of pop. Yeah.
Oh, it's a good bit, that bit. Shh, you're ruining the podcast.
To kick off series three,
yeah, the big tray.
The tray is dos. No, dos is two. Le tray.
Tres podcastio.
Hollande and Cavallo.
Hola, señores and señoritas. Welcome to Holland and Calais. Season tres.
Oh, it's my name.
All your popular characters. Mega Scorpion.
Yeah. You're trying to think of a Spanish...
Yeah, I thought if I just said it twice, it would sound
Mega Scorpion.
More for it.
No, what is it? Grande is...
Le chat.
Le chat.
What's cat?
Avec
in French, right?
Le chien.
Le chat dans le gare.
What's the gare?
Station.
Cool.
Cats in the station.
Okay.
It's always in the station.
It's always in the station.
That cat roaming around.
Yeah. Don't even need to ask anymore.
We're in the station. People just don't want to go in there anymore. It's just this cat staring at them.
You know there's a cat in there, don't you?
Staring into their soul. Yeah. They all quit their jobs and became yoga instructors.
The trains still arrive, but no one gets on, no one gets on.
It's like the dart. It's like the dart. You know, in Japan, there's that station with a cat as the... their station guard. Yeah,
what,
yeah.
Like a real cat?
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's worth like thousands of pounds. My friend Leo was telling me this.
Right.
And yeah, it's a big phenomenon because it wears a little hat.
That's really good.
Yeah, people from all over the world go and see this little cat.
Yeah.
What we've created is the sort of anti that.
Yeah.
And it's just this kind of like grumpy cat-esque creature that just stares at anyone who walks in the station.
Yeah.
They look around, it's completely empty, and they just back off silently. The cat's just... It's dreadful. It's dreadful.
Terrible.
It's completely ironically Texas. One of the few National Rail cock-ups that people can understand.
Is the...
Yeah, I mean, we all know you can't wrangle a cat.
Yeah.
So, you know...
They're like, yeah, enough said, mate. Leave us on the line. Do something about it. There's a cat in the station, fair play.
Yeah, yeah, close it down.
Yeah, close it down. Get everyone, evacuate the city. Yeah.
Build a zip line. It's more fun. Mega Scorpion!
I was thinking of animal crime fighting duos.
Ooh, nice.
Right. Now, I don't know if any actually exist in real life, but I thought if they don't, then they should exist. And I've come up with a couple.
Nice.
I want to see what you thought of them.
Okay, they're not as good as mine.
What, already?
I haven't thought of any, but, you know.
They won't be as good as yours. Okay.
No, I'm joking. I'm sure that they're really good.
Encouraging.
You've done really well.
Thank you. Still not as good as yours.
That's great. Yeah, yeah. No, go on, yeah. Animal fighting duos, giraffe and a pelican.
Okay, that's already better than normal. Mine. Is that right? A nice one, mate?
Yeah. The giraffe's got the visibility of the area. Pelican, it's got storage.
Yeah.
It's got it all.
It's pelican just a flying handbag.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So the giraffe beams around, you know, joop, joop. It's got like a bionic neck.
Yeah.
And then the pelican just swoops in.
Yeah.
And, you know,
picks up stuff.
Picks up the wallet you dropped.
Yeah.
Sends it back to the giraffe.
Yeah.
They spend it on tequila.
So they're actually a crime duo.
Yeah, sorry. I'm terrible at this.
They're committing crime.
I have a weird neurological disease where all animal crime-fighting duos I create are evil.
They're all anti-heroes on the wrong side of the law.
Yeah.
They get results.
Yeah. But they just say, like, you know, they're animals. How could they understand the concept of legislative justice?
Yeah.
And, but that would work, apart from they both wear black and white stripy tops.
Yeah.
They wear bags that say swag on. And they say, look, hang on a minute, Judge. Look, I appreciate that that does incriminate us, but we have a strong aesthetic value that unfortunately coincides with the stereotypical criminal. But that doesn't mean that we have a grasp of the legislative process in this country.
Yes, I have spent a lot of money on a balaclava that fits a giraffe.
Yeah. So what's the duos?
Rat and a bird.
Nice.
Bird carries the rat into places. Rat creeps through holes opens windows for bird to get in through.
Does the rat have, like, a kind of, sort of, like a seat, like, on a,
It's got a harness. Yeah, it's got a sort of...
Because otherwise that'd be a bit cruel, wouldn't
it? Got a sort of harness. So it's not, like, the bird hasn't got one, but the rat has, so the bird can pick the rat up with its harness.
And cool.
And the rat's got an eye patch as well.
Nice, yeah.
The bird doesn't have an eye patch.
So that is Splinter.
Does Splinter have an eye patch? It's Splinter, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I generally think that as one of the funniest things I've ever seen, that scene in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where Splinter is like, you know, when I was a child, I learnt all the martial arts from my master, from my cage. And he's there... His master's doing martial arts, and the camera pans back, and there's this little rat doing kung fu.
Yeah.
It's just, I think society peaked
at
that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the high watermark.
Fiction writing.
I'd like to think of the guy who was like, what? You want me to design a rat doing kung fu in a cage? All right, yeah, fine. The rat's got an eye patch.
Yeah.
Can they speak?
Or is it to all each other. Okay. But like, but the rat and the bird can't speak to humans, so they're sort of like, they're like when animals solve it, but the humans think they've solved it, but really it's the rat and the bird did it.
Okay, so hostage situation.
Yeah.
10 evil international terrorists are in the cheddar cheese factory.
Yeah.
And they want all the cheddar.
Yeah.
Because they thought, look, if we get all the cheddar.
Yeah.
It's going to be worth a fortune.
Can I just say, this particular plot would be like quite a big moment in the series because obviously Rat loves cheddar.
Yeah,
so he's like, it's really personal. It's like a personal thing for him. Like across, like his professional crime-fighting conduct, but then also like you're taking this too personally, Rat.
Yeah. So there's like 10 heavily armed international terrorists with dubious accents.
Yeah.
And they're like, get all the cheese in the van!
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. But I think that was so global an accent that no one could claim it was racist. Get the cheese in the van!
So, whilst they're doing this, there's a window high up in the warehouse. This is a big cheese warehouse.
Right. I shut
the window. And on the other side of it, like the pigeon and the rat, it's a pigeon.
Nice.
Lands there, and they're looking through the window like, it's worse than we thought. That's what they seem to say with their eyes.
Yeah.
And then they look at each other and nod, and the rat spots like a little hole in the wall where some cables.
I reckon the bird, right, the pigeon, the tip of its beak is a diamond like glass cutter.
Okay, right. So it's now it's a cyborg, like it's been.
No, no, it's just a little. You know, it's just like popped on, like a like a rubber or a pencil, and it just and it just cuts a little circle out.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And then pushes it open. Rat's in there.
Yeah.
Pigeon, can it fit through that hole?
Why not? Yeah.
It's in as well.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Yeah.
They're on the scene. They run about. They're running about in the rafters. No one can see him up there. Don't know what's going on. But the rat's looking down, check it. And then he notices the van that they're going to drive off in.
Yeah.
It's like an old model.
Yeah.
Ford van.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I can get in there and snip through the brakes. Which nice. Is really, like, harsh.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
he's a Machiavellian rat.
So that's how personally he's taken
it. I did what I needed to do. I told you I liked cheddar.
Killed 10 men.
God damn it.
We could have arrested them before they crossed the border.
I just wanted some cheese, mate.
See, my idea was that it was really dark, so I'm glad you came up with something nice, because I thought, you know, like, I remember once, like, my mate's dad, he used to drink, what was it called? Not Quick Fit, that's a shop. Like, the sort of, like, health milkshake things.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? The powders.
Like this for sort of weight loss?
Yeah, yeah, I used to drink those.
Slim Fast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. That's exactly Quick Fit. It's just the same. A garage, a strawberry flavour powder. Yeah. Very, you know, far enough, they are all one and the same.
Try and get your car fixed in Slim Fast.
Yeah, yeah.
It comes out tiny.
Yeah, yeah. Looking great, but, I mean, I've got a family and this is a one-seater.
Yeah.
But he got to the bottom of a pot of Quick Fit.
Yeah.
And there was a pigeon's foot in it.
Wow.
And so he ate that. And he gained superpowers. Ever since then, he called him Pigeon Man.
Yeah,
and
really
he just
fat,
sat on the roof of his house. Just, oh. Yeah. It's tragic, really. Yeah. You could only coax him down by scattering pink Slimfast on the on the lawn. And when he went down, you'd just throw a net over him.
Yeah.
Take him out,
check
out
his, you know,
with his shoe.
Measure him, just put a clip back on his foot again.
Yeah,
so you know he's been checked already.
Yeah, yeah. We tried to release him in the woods, but he was a homing pigeon, so just terrible. Yeah. He knew where the Slim Fast was. But yeah, so I was thinking, you know, for some reason my mind went straight to the pigeon, just
like
dodging in the cheddar.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, well, we can't sell pigeon cheddar.
He'd
yeah, doesn't he
kill himself to
yeah.
stop cheddar being sold.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Which, I mean, I mention it because I think your idea was lighter, but if you're going for a kind of, like, true crime, true detective, sorry, kind of Game of Thrones audience,
yeah, yeah,
that's a pretty good season one closer.
Well, maybe this would be better for my second year. I've got three. It's my second
okay.
year. Maybe that's more
right.
up their street. Ant
yeah.
and cow.
Nice.
One's an ant, the other one's a cow.
Yeah, they've got a full spectrum of yeah. Size.
Yeah.
They've got udders.
Yeah. So cows can produce milk, which ants can't, so that's useful. I don't
yeah.
think they can. And ants can climb up walls, which cows can't. So they,
yeah.
they basically, they cover each other's sort of flaws.
But can an ant act independently, or is it just going to want to get back to its nest?
This one can, because that's part of its backstory, like its nest was destroyed. And he's,
oh.
So that, again, there'd be a big bit in the middle where there'd be some criminals going around destroying ants' nests illegally.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd be like, no, I've got to do... I think it was the guy that, you know, like Batman's always trying to find the guy who killed his parents or whatever.
Yeah, and ants communicate by wiggling their, like, antennas and
yeah.
doing little dances.
Yeah.
So you could make it a musical.
Yeah. Great.
I mean, and imagine, like, the little, you know, it's kind of like a sort of upbeat Kung Fu Panda song.
Yeah.
And you've got, like, the ant wiggling its ears around, its antennae, and it zooms out, and just the udders swinging around.
Yeah, as well.
Hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Voiced by the guy who's Beverly Hills Cop.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy is the cow.
He's the cow.
Yeah, because he's really good at donkeys.
Yeah.
He wants to, like, expand his range.
Different.
He's at the Oscars next year going, what do you guys want? Do a donkey, I do a cow. I've done a blame, you know, I had four stomachs. What have you done? Yeah, I like
the cow. Sometimes the cow is just trapped in its field.
I mean,
so,
the issue
so it does more of the administrative side of it. Like people go to the cow, and the cow sort of
okay.
gets the cases and stuff. Then it sends the ant off, who does most of the hard work.
Right. Okay.
But they need each other.
Yeah.
I've got another duo.
But I mean, just before we move on,
yeah.
I mean, issues with that is that ants are easily ignored.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Know, it's not
spies.
Like a giant ant.
No. Not in series one.
Okay, third one.
Third one, a whale
yeah.
And a man on a surfboard.
I love whales
yeah.
and I love men. Why not? Yeah,
okay,
I think men are great.
Okay,
I like
one.
Humans. No, I think that's not... Is that... Well, yeah, that is an animal duo.
Yeah, men are animals.
Yeah.
I've got another one which is just two men.
Yeah,
but... they're both animals. One's called Magnum.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one, I can't remember the name.
Yeah. Pi is a maths instructor, isn't he?
Yeah, that's it.
Maths instructor. Stands in front of a room of people and goes, 2 + 2 = 4. Synchronized maths. He's like, 6. He's like, oh, come on, mate. Stretch off beforehand. No, I really like that because, you know, the whale can blow water out of its blowhole, and the man could, like, you know,
they're
get
all,
some air.
They're all...
Could be a bit Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, they're all nautical crimes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
For obvious reasons.
It's a bit like when Hulk Hogan did, I think, one of the first reality shows, where he was that, cop in a speedboat, and he solved crime. That was actually a program.
What, that wasn't a reality show?
No, it wasn't. That was my joke. Okay. But yeah, do you remember that TV show?
Because he did do a reality show, and I was thinking about that.
Yeah. No, I was joking. See, the problem is I can't remember the name, so it just looks like I am mad. If I can remember what it was called.
Cop in a speedboat.
I was reminded of it recently. Oh, no, that was... it's a separate thing. But yeah, I can't remember what that was called.
I had no idea. I didn't know that existed.
Oh, God, yeah. There's a whole series of, nautical-based crimes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But the surfboard guy, he's always got his top off. Female demographic, interested.
Yeah.
He loves animals.
Yeah.
Still female demographic.
Yeah.
Whales, male demographic, because men love huge mammals.
Yeah, and the whale's always got his top off as well.
Yeah, whales got only bottoms on.
Yeah, the whale is a female, I think it should be. And
because there's always a will they won't they thing.
Yeah. It's like Scalder and Scully. Mulder and Scully. It's like them. Yeah.
There'd be an episode where the whale goes off to do whaley things, and it's like going to be away for a whole week.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The guy's got to basically solve his crimes with himself, and he's finding it really hard. And at the end, he gets into he gets captured. He's like, oh, am I going to get out of this one? And then whale pops up and
just crashes through the ceiling.
Yeah, just properly snaps the bug.
It was heli lifted in.
Yeah.
Or the whale goes off, does whale stuff, and the guy just makes himself cups of coffee and stuff.
Yeah, just hangs out.
Yeah.
It's like... a week off.
Like, the moral of it is, what is man without nature?
Ooh.
And then that could come up on the screen for 0.5 a second every 2 minutes.
Yeah. Really people get a theme across.
It'd be like, Holland, you don't know how to direct films. This is not subtext. And what do you mean? It's lowercase? Hey? I don't know. It's only up for a second. What do you want? The re-edit is him going, humans can't do anything without animals.
Yeah. Either I have him say it every 2 minutes or flash it up. You tell me which one's more disruptive.
I'd like to say, for the record, this is possibly the first time on our podcast that we've mentioned whales and not said a whale at a time. So, hey guys,
not including that time.
Really. Yeah, I mean that didn't count because that was like a.
Well, it's funny you mention that because that's the name of the show. Whale of a time doesn't make sense, but it's good anyway. People get it.
Well, I mean, what can I say? I think they're all good ideas.
Thank you.
Once all the series is successful, I presume, we'll hear back from the internet.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, with the funding.
Yeah.
You don't need to do a Kickstarter anymore, do you?
I don't need to. People are just...
people put the money through the door.
Yeah. Just clambering on
6 months
themselves.
Later, you go, there's no money left. And then they go, where's the programme? You go, oh, well, it's just... I spent it on these drawings.
Yeah.
And you show them crayon drawings. And
you're
spending
I've
the
done.
Money.
me on a speedboat.
Me
meeting a whale.
Do you feel there are some cool animals you missed out?
Yeah, definitely there are. But sequels to all of these.
I mean, Clint Eastwood did the orangutan.
Yeah.
And obviously that was a good choice because Clint Eastwood, walking around holding the hand of a rat or a whale would be odd.
Yeah.
Because
that was all hinged on that. They went, Clint Eastwood holding something's hand.
I mean, it's a matter of scale, and the orangutan is perfect for scale.
Yeah. Clint Eastwood was raised by orangutans, so he had a better sort of... He's the only person that could have done it.
Yeah, exactly. That's where he learnt that mean squint.
Yeah.
And then dogs are just, cliche.
Yeah. And you can't hold their hand whilst they walk.
Yeah, cats are... I haven't really seen cats in a crime...
capacity.
Yeah, I mean, they might be in a... They're more in sort of... you know, like a witchy kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're not. So that would be quite cool, a witch and a cat. But I think that's been done.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's definitely been done. So maybe a witch and a whale.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
A witch and a whale and a man on a surfboard with a cat on the back of the surfboard.
Yeah, it's like the witch just trying to get on with her life.
Yeah.
And then once in a while, the whale, like, talks to her
telepathically. Mm.
And, yeah, and then she just, like, runs out from wherever she is.
And goes and meets him.
Goes and meets him.
Will they, won't they?
Yeah. Get on the cheese in the bun!
I've had some suggestions. Some people have very kindly submitted queries they want answered.
Yeah.
And the first of these, I'm going to dive in.
And as we're warming up, we thought, you know, we haven't created any sort of narrative yet in this series, so let's solve some problems.
We'll probably get a sting for this. Internet suggestions. That's one said by
Internet
Roger
Moore. Suggestions. See that you just can't change registers like that. It just sounds weird.
Yeah.
Internet suggestions.
Internet suggestions.
Yeah.
Could something other than a chicken or an egg have come first?
Oh, do you want to lead, or shall I lead?
Okay. I think that it's not possible. There are only ever... all life evolved from either a chicken or an egg.
Yeah.
Sometimes both.
Yeah.
Most often just a chicken.
So even, like, the sort of first iterations of life, like, you know, sort of anemic, like a...
Amoebas.
Like a, yeah, an amoeba, I was thinking like a virus...
Yeah, or, they were chickens.
I forget the word, it begins with an, a sort of acid.
Yeah,
that all came from eggs and chickens.
Yeah, because chickens, viruses are chickens. That technically, a chicken, that as we look at it now, is just a big clump of viruses that have stuck together and formed a shape of a chicken.
Yeah, which is why they taste good. Because... I mean, it's so condensed.
Because, like, revenge is a bit dish best served cold. And there's nothing as vengeful as eating a virus.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to get philosophical about it, Socrates would say that neither came first. It would be the image of the chicken and the egg.
Right.
Became, the concept of the chicken egg became before
Either chickens or eggs.
Yeah. And,
Who had the concept,
though? So the question really is, who was hungry? God. So...
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll answer that question with another question.
I mean, in terms of an evolutionary process, you've got to at some point have a creature that would lay an egg.
Yeah.
So I presume what came first was the chicken izzard, which is some sort of, like, chicken lizard. That was, you know, a bridge to a chicken.
Yeah.
But not quite a chicken. And then that laid an egg.
Yeah. And out of that came eventually a chicken.
Out of an accident came a chicken.
Yeah. But that egg isn't a chicken egg, so technically the chicken would have come first, because it's not... The first chicken egg would have to have been laid by the first chicken.
That is... But in that egg, that first egg was a chicken.
Yeah.
So the egg came first.
But it wasn't a chicken egg.
It wasn't the egg of a chicken.
It was a chicken
egg. It was a chicken egg. Hey? When you were an egg.
Yeah.
Right? Different type of egg, but when you were an egg.
Yeah.
You weren't the egg of a giraffe.
No.
You were the egg.
No, good point.
Yeah. I think something evolved that laid an egg, and that egg was the would have hatched into a chicken.
Yeah.
So I think the egg.
Okay, I think the chicken.
I mean, also, the question is, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
Not what came first, the chicken or the chicken egg.
Okay, well, in which case
so
it's egg.
So I am totally right.
It's definitely egg, because there were loads of eggs before chickens.
There's loads of eggs. Dinosaur eggs.
Dinosaur eggs, amoeba eggs.
Space eggs.
Virus eggs.
Egg eggs. Eggs that just crack open.
And that would grow to be a fully formed egg.
That didn't last very long. That was one of those, like, pre-Cumbrian period evolutionary dead ends. Just an egg opened up into an egg that opened up into an egg.
Grew bigger, laid an
egg. Ironically, now would be very popular.
Mm.
Just, you know, people just watch
Infinite
them.
Infinite eggs.
Because people watch anything, mate. It's the TV channel. The eternal eggs.
Just... constant egg.
One day it stops and some guy has a nervous breakdown and climbs back inside his giant Kinder Egg egg.
Yeah. So, no comment on that one.
No, the egg.
Oh, yeah.
Egg. It's definitely the egg.
No comment.
Definitely the egg, mate.
Okay.
I mean, the question is, did the chicken come for the dinosaurs?
Is a dinosaur a sort of chicken?
Well, I mean, they're, you know, we're all related, aren't we?
Oh.
So, I mean, are we a sort of dinosaur?
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Okay. Dinosaurs.
Hmm. Good answer. We're nailing this.
Tick, tick.
You weren't the name of the giraffe.
If you had a TARDIS, right, what would you visit?
So, time travel.
And space.
Okay.
Yeah. But it is a TARDIS, and people have seen Doctor Who. It's our universe.
Oh, so everyone would just know what it is?
They'd know what it is, yeah.
Okay, so I was going to just go straight to the future, like a couple hundred years to the future. But then I thought, well, you don't know how big Doctor Who's going to be by that point, and it could be really weird. So maybe I should go to the past before Doctor Who was made.
Could be, like, really cliche at that point.
Yeah.
People and, just, like, time travel's, like, really normal.
Yeah.
And you just be, like, the kind of, like, the guy who's, like, put, like, stripes on his Vauxhall Nova.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, look at that guy in his time machine, like a TARDIS.
Is that another reason definitely not to go to the future?
Retardist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
They've lost the ability to pun in the
future. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an accident.
The great pun war. Language loses its duplicity.
Yeah.
They can't pun. This is one guy attempting it, everyone else is like, what are you on about? He's like,
it's like, it was a last art form back before the great harrowing.
Yeah.
So back in time.
Yeah.
1960s. Why? I'm trying to think, because part of me, I think I talked about this before, but it's part of me is like, you'd love to go hundreds of years ago and see what life was like, but then also you'd be like, well, I can't get around, and there's nothing, I don't really know how anything works. At 1960s, you would sort of be quite cool, like, oh, there's loads of stuff kicking off, and you'd still know whereabouts you were, and you could get playing if you wanted to.
Yeah. So you go back to, sorry, the 60s?
Yeah.
Yes, what, like 60s London?
Yeah, 60s London.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Land in the
get some sweet shirts.
Cool shirts.
Be cheap.
Cheaper stuff.
Yeah.
Buy a house.
Yeah.
Sell it in the future.
Nice. But I mean,
why doesn't Doctor Who do that?
So you'd have to, like... doesn't
need money.
You'd have to, like, give your great-grandfather or grandmother... You'd have to give them the money to buy the house.
Sure.
But in doing so... you might not exist. Because it might have been the way that your dad walked on the creaky floors that, you know, finally your mum went, I'm going to procreate with this dude.
Yeah. So what I'd do
and if,
then...
And if he's not very good at, like, walking across polished marble floors...
Yeah.
And she was like, this guy can't handle marble floors. You know, you might not exist.
That's true. Okay, I wouldn't do that then. It's a terrible idea.
I mean, you've got to be careful with the past. Yeah. Especially your own... family.
So I'd buy loads of shirts.
Yeah, take I think that would be alright.
Take them to the future, sell them.
I mean, they could that could have implications.
Yeah.
You know, your dad might have been, your granddad might be going to buy one of those shirts. Can't get the funky shirt.
Yeah.
Can't see his grandmother. Train
back because he's looking for everywhere.
Yeah. He's like, where are they gone? All you've got is a shirt from a modern day market, which is like orange and it's got a big Japanese dragon on it. You know, that's all my local market sells shirt wise. Really weird. Don't advise those shirts.
Constantly restocking.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think, judging on the market of Woking, that if you walked around Woking, everyone would be wearing dragon shirts.
Yeah.
But it's just me.
Just you, wearing three.
Yeah.
So, where would you go? Where have you got somewhere in mind?
Maybe I would go back to the moment of my own birth and sound a horn. You know, because then, like, my parents might have brought me, like, a Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. A toy.
Like, they'd think I was the chosen one and appreciate that, even though I was a bit young.
But were you born in a hospital?
Yes.
So there's probably lots of kids being born around the same sort of time.
Right.
So I mean, probably about, like, 10 kids whose parents believe that they're the chosen ones. Because you were running around outside blowing a horn.
I don't know. You know... I quite like the idea of, like, going back, like, to a point even, like, pre-dinosaurs.
Right.
Just to a point where, like, the Earth is kind of... I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a point where there's, like, flora and fauna and perhaps not that many creatures. I think that would be quite cool.
But what if you step on a bug that was going to evolve into your granddad?
Into my granddad. I do like the future as well.
I'd like. I'm interested in what happens to stuff and people. Like, I'd want to set a trap secretly and then go and see if it was still there.
I mean, not maybe
a trap, like a puzzle, like a thing.
I think
like a stash.
Yeah. I mean, I quite like the idea of going to like Alpha Centauri or like somewhere. You know, these days there's sort of this idea that maybe this planet or that. I think Mars maybe might have. You know, planets that might have at some point housed, homed life. I think that would be quite an eye-opening experience. Quite moderate.
That's
alien life.
How long have you lived here?
I think I'd be pretty safe not screwing up my own timelines.
Yeah, then. Because there's no way that.
You know, I mean, maybe not. Maybe I'm underestimating the unity of the universe.
Yeah.
And like, I sneeze on Mars.
I mean, if you don't believe in free will, then there's nothing you can do that damage your.
It's not my fault, mate.
There's nothing you can do to damage your own existence, is there?
Well, no. I mean, I could, but I don't have any choice in it.
Okay.
It's not my fault.
So it doesn't matter. Do whatever you like. Then.
Do whatever you know the universe likes. Okay. Really, that's my point.
Yeah.
I'm not an arsehole. The universe is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's what I say when I ride my bike through red lights. No one ever hears it, it's too long.
I might go back in time to early 2000s and buy up like tons of Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Like really rare ones, and then sell them now. Is that better, or should I do it the other way around? Should I buy Pokemon cards now and then sell them back then when people...
No, you want to sell them now, because you get more money for them.
Do people pay money for Pokemon cards now? I feel like they were big... years ago.
Well, there was a Magic the Gathering shop, like a game shop in my local town that was run by bikers called Fun and Games. It was awesome. It was damp and full of bearded men, and it was completely fine. You know, unlike the entertainment industry, it was fine. And I remember they had these folders of Magic cards, and you could buy cards for like 60 quid or whatever.
Wow.
There was a card in there that was like 70 quid, and it's called a Black Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth like, you have to excuse me if I'm wrong, but I think about like sort of 15 grand or something ridiculous.
What,
like
now?
That. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
There's certain Magic cards that, so like that would possibly be the best way to do it. Pop back to Fun and Games.
Yeah.
Buy a few rare Magic cards. You know, pristine, obviously.
To the future, sell it.
To the present.
To the present.
Yeah, sell it.
Yeah.
Again, you know, you've got the causality problems.
What, if your granddad was going to buy that card for your grandma, and then he never did?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you'd have to kind of, like, get back to present day, ring around, see everyone's all right.
Yeah.
You know, check the news.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think wherever you go, it'd probably just have to be a little trip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Like a weekend break.
You know, maybe if I went somewhere distant. I mean, although the problem with that is that I would need, like, a sort of science team with me to, because I'm, you know, what am I going to do? Like, open the door in Alpha Centauri and put a hand out and check if it's all right.
Do you want a science team, or do you want a wise-cracking science owl. Mate?
Science mate.
Or owl.
Yeah, science
Sorry,
owl.
Owl's better.
Yeah. It would kind of be like the reverse.
If I were you, Jay.
Yeah, it'd be the reverse of Doctor Who. Like, I'd be the Doctor, but I'd know nothing.
Yeah,
maybe. And I'd have this, like, guy who, like, everyone in the series hated, because they'd be like, well, actually, Jay, if you go out there, you're probably going to suffocate, because the level
you're just
of, like...
going to go
so
and
then
walk
the whole
around,
episode,
yeah.
We just sit in the TARDIS.
Yeah.
And I look at him and go, you know, well. He's like, well, your heart's thanking me, because it's taken less strain than in that. Minimal environment.
Yeah. Actually, Jay, no, you really shouldn't smoke anywhere near the time travelling device at all.
So I just end up like creating like you know sort of yoga videos, TARDIS, which sell phenomenally well.
Yeah.
You know the some TARDIS space. Yoga. Do the TARDIS.
Yeah.
You could incorporate some of the like the time warp. obviously.
Yeah.
Or warp, whatever it's called. What's that?
Because you could go, you could wait, then go back in time, and then help yourself out with the yoga video. So it'd be like there's two of you.
Yeah, yeah. Have a full room.
Yeah, of you.
Because in yoga videos, well, actually, no, yoga videos are right, but in aerobic videos, there's always like the person teaching you. And then there's 12 other people.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are having a great time. Out. I hate those people.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen any of those videos, but
I've seen them all. Yeah. Seen them all, yeah. Yeah. Underrated.
Underrated?
Yeah, those videos.
I think it's underrated.
Yeah, they're underrated as well.
Is there a DVD commentary on some of them? Yeah. I remember this day. It was quite hard. It was a really tough day.
Yeah. Mr. Motivated. Today I just wasn't motivated. Very difficult.
You can tell, I think. I feel like you can see it in my eyes. Yeah. There's no motivation there.
Funny story. That bum bag was given to me by... Go on, give us another question from...
Internet suggestions.
Internet suggestions. Internet questions, they're not suggestions.
No, I thought I've already made the sting now.
Oh, mate. Internet hypothesis. Hitler, shut up, internet.
What is Dr. Doom's PhD in?
Doom.
In Doom.
Just straight up Doom. He could be the world's best Doom player.
But it's just a coincidence that his name's Doom, but he also...
He changed it.
Oh, really? Because he liked Doom that much? Mm. I thought so.
Or... Yeah, I mean that's a difficult question, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, what does Doom do? He wears a metal mask.
Yeah.
I mean, wearing a mask like that, I feel like he's probably quite famous, so maybe it's like Professor Brian Cox.
I thought maybe it was that like he did a doctorate in welding, and then he just kept the mask. He made his own mask. Nice. He welded his own
accidentally,
mask.
Accidentally. No, that's a great villain... story.
Welded a mask to his own face.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now he's... Or it could be like David Attenborough. And he's just trying...
Did he weld a mask to his own face?
He did, yeah. That's not his face. Did you know that? David Attenborough is a small lady. She changed her name.
And a welding it.
Yeah, that's where that voice comes from.
Her talking through
she's
the pushing, weld.
Yeah, it's a voice that's got to travel through two faces. So that's why it's like, here in the jungle, my face is falling. You know, once you're famous for something, then...
Got to keep it.
Got to keep it, mate.
We're talking about this the other day, me and my wife, that there's the woman from... got a wife. and we talk, so tick, tick.
Oh my god.
Will they, won't they?
Yeah. I love that. That's so funny. Just a bloke that comes around your house once a week. So, hey, guys, you going to get together? We're married. Cool. Yeah, I know, but do you know what marriage is? Well, I mean,
it's pretty suspicious you living together.
Hey? Will they, won't they? Oh, you're so cute.
But there's the woman in Dirty Dancing, and she's like the main woman. Who's called. She was a baby, and they called her that. And she had a nose, and then after the film became very famous, and then thought like, I'm gonna get my nose made smaller because I don't like my nose. And she did it, but obviously it's like a really distinguishing feature, and so people didn't recognise her. And then she sort of fell off the fame wagon.
Oh, mate,
dangerous. So if David Attenborough ever reveals that he's actually a tiny woman,
but do you? I mean, that is, you know, I'm not sure what I'm trying to say here, but how shallow are we as human beings that the creative value of someone can depreciate with their nostrils? I mean, maybe her voice changed a bit. You know, I mean, David Attenborough, if you doubled the size of his nose, it might ruin that classic dulcet tones.
Yeah, it would.
He might end up breathing so heavily all the animals run off. His career's over. Everyone's like, what'd you do? And he's like, oh, I wanted a trunk. Here in the jungle! I can't help it. I'm taking 3 pounds of oxygen a second.
In my mind, it's like it sort of reverberates quite deeply. Yeah.
His mind's on fire from all the oxygen.
It's just...
all he can do is moose documentaries. Oh, that is really sad. Yeah.
That's really set you
Maybe that lady, baby, she is Doom.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That makes complete sense.
And her doctorate was in dancing. So Doctor Doom's doctorate is in dancing.
There we go, we got there. I'm not sure I update the Wikipedia, or are you going to do that?
I'm already on it.
Okay, good, good, yeah. Yeah.
Doctor Doom's doctorate is in being a baby and
dance. Reference for the Cow Podcast.
Well, much as I know, you really shouldn't smoke anywhere near the time traveling device at all.
Next time, guys.
Please return. Oh, it's sort of me again. It's a goodbye.
Bye.